Well, the experiences of Victorians during the coronavirus pandemic are being sought for an exhibition on the word we've heard so many times, unprecedented year of 2020. Josh Maher is the project organiser for 2020 Words. He's with us now. Josh, good morning.
Morning, Mark. How are you?
Very well. How did this come about?
Yeah, look, like most people, I've had a fair bit of time, extra time on my hands, I guess, and so time to think about what I'm seeing and what's happening around us, and so just thought it made a lot of sense to put something together that would capture the thoughts of everyday Victorians, from the mundane to the quite significant. I think when you're in the middle of all this, you sometimes forget that, as you said, and we've heard it many times, this is really an unprecedented time. And I think that's worth capturing.
Yeah. So what's your background, Josh? What brought you to the point where you wanted to push this?
Oh, look, I live in central Victoria, and so I guess, we haven't had it quite as bad as our friends down in Melbourne, but... No, look, it really was just that, Mark. I mean, working from home for months on end now, looking out the window, lots of time to think, and, just kept coming back to me that, what a strange time this is, and that it made a lot of sense for us to get a snapshot of different people's experiences, thoughts, things they've seen or overheard. And the aim is, of course, to put that all together into an exhibition, and my hope is that... we can obviously have an exhibition in person and that we can raise funds to just create something, maybe a public piece of art or a plaque or some kind of tribute to the frontline healthcare workers who've obviously been through this harder than most.
Yeah. I'm interested in the fact that it's 2020 Words, and in the era we live with, obviously, social media and photos and this and that and the other, but the focus on words. And is that an important aspect from your viewpoint? Because I think words can actually express a lot of emotions that sometimes pictures can't.
Yeah, that's right. I did think about, people taking photos or creating visual pieces. I think that's probably... already happened and is happening, I think for words it's probably something that is a little bit easier for people to contribute and get involved in. Everyone has access to a phone or a computer or a pen and paper. It's very much of the moment. I guess I personally enjoy writing. We're only looking for 50 or no more than 50 words, so it should be something that just can be done sort of, in 5 or 10 minutes. I guess I see this as, hanging on a wall of a venue somewhere. Mm. And I think, words are as striking as a photo or some other visual piece.
Yeah. And I think the real importance of this is going to be, I don't know, maybe in 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 50 years. As well, when people can look back and just think, God, did we go through that? Like, is that what it was really like? Or generations to come looking at it as well? I think that's an aspect of it, do you not?
Absolutely, yeah, that's the hope. So in the immediate term, just as, I guess, a reminder and for us to stop and think, yeah, gee, that is happening. But, yeah, as you said, down the track to be able to look back and reflect. And I guess that's why I'm also interested, not just in the headline items that we're all aware of and the major events, but just the everyday experiences of people. It could be something to do with having to wash your mask or the complexities in some, typical trip to get a coffee or do the childcare drop-off or whatever it might be. I think those little pieces of life that have changed as well are important to capture and remember, and I think it will be one of those things we look back on. And I think that's why it'd be good to capture the full scope of this, not just the obvious impact it's had on people's health. So that's what I'm looking for, Mark. And yeah. I encourage people to jump on 2020words.com, and they can just send in their submission there and add a little explainer, I guess, about what their words mean.
Yeah. Oh, it's a terrific idea, Josh, and can't wait to see it in its entirety when it's eventually all put together. And if there's one wish for me that comes out of all this, it's that I'm not in 12 months talking to you about writing 2021 words.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more.
Hey, Josh, thanks so much for talking to us this morning.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
Josh Maher, who's putting together that, I reckon it sounds fascinating, project organiser for 2020 Words.